I'm Don Merrill, and I've been talking to as many Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidates for 2014 office as I can. And I've been talking to them all. Deep blue, progressive, liberal, democratic, centrist, independent, republican, conservative, libertarian, deep red. Many of these candidates get ignored by the mainstream media, but they're not ignored here. Hear these interviews on my podcast at www.kbu.fm/between us. Listen to the people who want to lead you in 2014. Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidate interviews at my podcast, www.kbu.fm/between us.
KBU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio, located at 1847 East Burnside, number 104 in Portland. Storyteller Brian Rohr will invite the listener to follow the wisdom inherent in the old stories. Utilizing the drum and the spoken word, Rohr helps us journey to a place where we ourselves live, breathe, and dance among the ancient tales. Rohr is a member of the National Storytelling Network, the Healing Story Alliance, the Portland Storytellers Guild, and the Jewish Storytelling Coalition. Again, that's Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This program is made possible in part by KBU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not my fate.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and today we in Ground Zero Portland in a houseless community talking with houseless people, and our topic is May Day, and I'm here with
99 and a half
just won't do.
Yes. Right on.
Okay, tell me what you know about May Day.
Okay, May Day, it's the workers, they wanted to be able to utilize their hours and to a positive in a day, and they had an uprising about it. And I'm going to say from the unions that it's been going on since then as a remembrance that it's a workers' rights day. You know, the workers have a right. You're using their labor, their muscle, their strength to produce a product that you're going to profit off of, and they have a right and what goes on in their environment, their days off.
So, is this your first May Day rally?
Yes.
Okay, and how are you liking it so far?
I danced to the beat of a different drummer today.
Okay, so tell me, how do you see the connection between this action, this rally, this protest with the houseless community?
You know, this is a workers' rights day, so what are you gonna do? Are you gonna take this time to actually capitalize on the work?
But due to, you know, popular belief and a downright lie, people think houseless people don't work. And then if you don't fight for workers'
right,
you become houseless.
That is a myth. And due to another man's greed, that makes another man houseless. Everybody is employable and they will work.
I'm here with
Shani Geigler-Teller. Okay.
And is this your first May Day?
It's my favorite. I think I was born here.
So what do you know about May Day? Can you tell a listener, Oregon?
It's a good day for folks to get together, share what's important to all of us. And it's a good day for like all the things that we're working on, maybe separately, to kind of come together and intersect. Yeah.
And I mean, this is a houseless radio show. And I know you worked in a houseless community.
Is this Right to Survive Radio?
Yeah, it's Right to Survive Radio. How do you see, or do you see, a connection between houselessness and May Day rally?
I mean, May Day, originally, it was a fight for labor rights and folks who were prosecuted and executed by the state for fighting for their rights. Mm-hmm. And that's what Right to Survive does. That's what Right to Dream does. And so it's definitely, it's a place where we should be talking about houseless rights and the housing right.
Okay, thank you much.
I just want to say hi, give me a hug.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO, and our topic is May Day. And I'm here with
Adam Carpinelli, Oregon Jericho.
Lady Joe.
Ian Henderson.
Can you tell us about May Day?
Are real people's holidays in the United States. And when we talk about people, we mean the people, all the people that have been working, actually, working as either unpaid work or wage slaves or even as slaves for the last couple hundred years of history of the United States. And so all this work has crystallized into this holiday, which started really out of a lot of the labor efforts in the late 1800s as the world and the United States became industrialized on a very large scale. Through industrial labor, people realized that there were many, many concerns in their daily lives, not only about just making their daily bread, but the conditions in which that they were subjugated to on a daily, hourly basis. And so from there, people fought for a 40-hour work week, having paid sick days, having weekends off, not having child labor, having certain rights to the kind of labor that they're doing, as far as not completely putting your life in danger just to work in somebody's steel mill factory. So it's really about the work that we all do. And again, that work is not just people that are working at a factory or people working at a shop. It's the people that also don't have jobs for various reasons and are out on the streets. And again, the many generations before that of people who have been subjugated to slavery and genocide, all the free coerced labor too that this country really built its backs off of.
So this is a houseless radio show, and we usually go on a houseless community. We interview everybody, we talk about houseless. So can you tell me how this connect the houseless community with this May Day rally?
Sure. I think, again, you know, when I talk about May Day, it's not just about people that are working. All the people that are within these national boundaries as far as it being a national holiday, and what that means as far as everything from the movements and migrations and displacements of people throughout the history of this nation. And so, again, there's all the people that are coming here all the time from other countries, and they're looking for work. And in their process of looking for work, many times they're exploited for that work, you know, the day laborers. And so there's always that connection with people that are on the streets, whether they're working or not, because of the oppression that everybody faces and pressure at their different jobs. So, I think when we look at the demographics of people that are on the streets, again, it factors into all the problems that we have that relate to lack of work or lack of good quality salaries, lack of health care in this country and all, because there are mainly people of color, a lot of people who are non-male identified people. You have people that are native folks who have gone back generations and generations of oppression in this country. And again, all of that's around labor. So I think when we talk about people on the streets and the houseless community, I think in a lot of ways, this is kind of who we should be talking about first for any kind of labor-related holiday, is the people that, A, might not have work, but B, also might not have opportunities for work, and C, come from ancestral backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, racial backgrounds, in which the labor of their peoples have been completely exploited.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? Y'all not getting away. So we know May Day is a workers' right rally. Is this your first May Day?
No, this will be my fourth.
And what are you seeing today? How do you participate?
My participation today simply is to be in the march, show solidarity with workers' rights. But it also is just kind of like a disappointment at the same time, because I'd love to see this many people come out for other issues.
It's too commercial.
Exactly.
It's not radical.
This is the cool thing to do. Like, everyone come out for May Day. This is the great, like, march of the year.
Every activist shows up for it.
Yeah, it's a holiday. Is it a pay holiday, though?
No, it is not. No, unfortunately.
So maybe we should fight for a pay May Day rally. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you fighting?
I'm showing up, tabling, answering questions about what political organizations that I am involved in do, and helping to spread information about that and answer any questions.
Would you say your political organization?
The Anarchist Black Cross does a lot of political prisoner support, and that involves a lot of letter writing, pen palship, and then raising money for people's campaigns for parole.
You are in solidarity with Jericho, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay. And this is a Houseless radio show, and you know, we try to talk Houseless issues. Can you tell me how this may tie May Day together, or is it together?
I think it's all the same issue of authoritarian government having eminent domain over people's lives and in places where it shouldn't. And so it's not a separate issue. And that's why all these different groups are here at the same time.
That's where my disappointment lies. Because if this is all the same thing, all these people would be coming out when the streets are getting swiped or when homeless people are getting shook down by the police. There would be way more of a ruckus if that many people cared about a march over people's lives. This theme is people over profit. Yeah. Well, let's see people actually start caring about people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Right to Survive Radio on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This is KBOO's Spring Membership Drive. And what does that mean? Well, here's Ren and Jason to tell you more.
Good evening. I am Jason Prettyboy. You're listening to KBOO Community Radio Spring Membership Drive, along with Ren over there.
I'm not pretty girl, but you know.
Hey, we all got to be something. So what does the spring membership drive mean to you, Ren?
Oh, it's the time when we ask our listeners to either step up and become members and support our community radio, or if they are already members, to keep supporting us, keep coming back. Call us 877-500-5266. And we've got a couple people to thank who did step up and renew their membership. First, we've got Derek from Northeast Portland and Susan from Southeast Portland. We got the thank you bell. Thank you very, very much for calling in. I was just listening to Ibrahim's interviews, and one of those people said May Day is a popular holiday, a thing that everyone does. Every day is May Day here at KBOO Community Radio. We are always supporting labor rights every single day of the year with shows like Labor Radio, with shows like Right to Survive. We care about workers' rights all the time, not just one day a year.
Now, your donation, it pays for shows like Right to Survive Radio. It pays for different shows, Native-based programs, Native American-based programs. There are just a whole gamut of programs upon KBOO that your dollars will pay for. What do we do with it? 48% of it goes to broadcast. Now that's staff, transmitters, in-station equipment. 27% of it, administrative, staff, you know, professional services, things like that. And 25% of it goes to fundraising. But the majority of it keeps us on the air.
Well, we only really have 6 full-time staff members. We've got a couple of contractors. But really, this station is run on volunteer energy, our sweat equity. And we sweat so you don't have to. So you can call us and give back at 877-500-5266. You can go online to kboo.fm, or you can come visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's a beautiful night. We'd love to see you, feed you some teriyaki if we have any left over.
Yes, our army of volunteers back here answering phones. I don't know if they've wiped it out yet, but if they haven't and you come down to the station, we might help you out. We want to thank Teriyaki Town for that at 4434 9 East 70. That teriyaki got in my teeth. I couldn't talk there for a second. Once again, though, if you want to give, just call us. We have the number. It's 877-500-5266. We can take monthly deductions on your credit and or debit card if that is the way that you'd like to go. You know, it may seem like a lot of money. It really isn't. $20 a year, 6 cents a day, 38 cents a week. That's easy to do. $60 a year, 16 cents a day, $1.12 a year, a week. Pretty easy to do.
Well, I don't think it's really if you want to give. It's when you want to give. And when do you want to give? You want to give now. Well, skip your dessert. Give us a call. 877-500-5266. Because what's sweeter than giving back to your community radio station? And now we go back to Right to Survive.
Yeah.
From Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio box. And today we're in a houseless community interviewing houseless people, and our topic is May Day, because May Day is for everybody. You're a houseless person.
Yes, sir.
And what do you know about May Day?
Well, I know it's the International Day of Action for all workers and people who are immigrants join together and have a common voice.
And how do you think this connects homelessness with immigration?
Well, I believe everybody on the bottom is oppressed. And I would hope that the low income and the lesser income and the working poor would join with the poverty masses. And together we have a huge voice. Separate, we have almost none.
Thank you, sir. This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And your name is?
Laura Linneberg.
Laura Linneberg. Can you tell me what you know about May Day?
I really don't know nothing about it. This is my very first time here.
But how are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it.
Okay. And you see all types of people in
it. Yes.
I can't lead you on because I want you to describe to the people on the radio that can't see but listening.
Right.
So can you tell people what you're seeing? And with
a lot of people and a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you much. This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and we're in a houseless community with a handsome couple. They are houseless. Our topic is May Day. Can you say your name?
Mike Summers.
Trisha Reed.
And you all in a houseless community. Can you tell us what you know about May Day?
Well, what I know about May Day is it was started to give fair wages to workers. I think it's grown to a point where now it's fair wages for everybody, just not a certain few.
And can you tell me how that connects fair work with the houseless community?
Well, with fair wages, there would not be as many houseless because we would be able to afford rent and utilities and all the necessities that come along with it.
So if you're saying that everybody have fair wages, it'll be a dent in homelessness.
It would.
Okay. Do you know more about May Day?
I don't actually.
Is this your first May Day rally?
It is.
Well, welcome to the club.
Thank you.
And can you tell a listening audience who can't see what you see?
There are tons of people here, and there are people speaking and singing, and it is just a lot of fun.
Okay. And what are you witnessing here, Mike?
A solidarity of a bunch of people for a common cause, common goal.
So do you think this May Day or this type of solidarity is making the world smaller and bringing people closer?
I would hope so, especially for the people that are here, at least those people together for a common cause, fair wages for everybody.
Okay. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, I'm totally.
Is this your first May Day?
Yes, it is.
Okay, welcome, y'all. Welcome. Thank you much. Okay, this is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And today our topic is May Day. And we are on Ground Zero in Portland, Oregon, talking to you from the houseless community. And your name is?
Thais Medalia.
Camilo Marquez.
And is this your first May Day?
Nope, it's about my 20th here in Portland.
This is my third.
Okay.
I've only been here for 3 years.
Okay, and what do you know about May Day?
Well, it's to celebrate all workers and rights for everyone.
It's a joyous celebration of freedom from tyranny and oppression.
And in this May Day, when you see multitudes of people, ethnicity, spirituality, social status, do you think this will bring us closer together?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that the people here are united about a common theme, and that is of supporting your neighbor and not being selfish and not allowing the corporations to control everything.
And since this is a houseless radio show, how do you think this ties in with the houseless community?
Being without a house is a big symbol of us not looking out for each other. So I think this is a huge issue that affects all of us.
I'm a healthcare activist, and we go under the idea that healthcare is a human right. But that human right is really irrelevant if you don't have stability, and stability housing is necessary to have a decent way of living.
So do you think May Day make the world smaller, bringing everybody closer?
I do. Uh-huh. I think there's a lot more we have in common than separates us.
So that's what capitalism do, right?
Well, I think that one thing that is becoming more and more apparent is that people are concerned about income inequality, wealth inequality. And I think the fact that people are turning out shows that they're committed to really stand up and go into the street to support the idea that we need to have a fairer society.
Any one last thing you'd like to listen to audience to know?
Well, thank you for sharing what you're doing, and I believe healthcare is a human right.
I believe it. Thank you.
Yeah, there's going to be a conference on May 17th. Gerald Friedman is going to be speaking on the economic benefits of single-payer healthcare for low-wage workers, community groups, and unions. Come in and hear what that's all about.
Thank you much.
And good evening, Jason Pretty Boy, along with Bren, sitting here with you, listening to Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO. We're asking that you pick up your phone, dial the number 877-500-5266, and donate to us here.
Yes, well, that song we were just hearing as we came into the break, they kept saying, get it right, right now, get right with us. You can call 877-500-5266. Step up and become a member or renew your membership. And remember that every contribution at the $75 level or higher, you can get a tree planted by Friends of Trees in addition to any gift that you get. And let's think about this. We benefit the community, KBOO Radio, Community Radio. Trees are for everyone. So you will be, it's a double whammy. It's a twofer.
You can actually negate your carbon footprint a little bit there if you get a tree.
That's true. Totally.
You know, also, if you donate at least $60, let's say $75 isn't in the budget, but $60 is, we can get you a t-shirt. I'm sitting here looking at them right this second, and there is one that I totally am eyeing. It's going to be the KBOO or KBOO versus Mediazilla.
That's right. Those evil capitalists. Broadcast moguls sweeping in, but we fight the good fight against them every single day.
And we can only do it with your donation.
We can only do it with your donation. 877-500-5266. In the interview, someone was just saying, May Day makes the world smaller. Community radio makes your community smaller. It's intimate. We're regular people, just like you. And we came down here. We put in our time. You can call us, 877-500-5266. Maybe you can't give your time, but you can give your hard-earned money because you value exactly what we're putting on the airwaves 24/7.
So, Ren, let's say that I'm new here. I'm just listening for some reason, maybe hit the wrong button, showed up on this station. All of a sudden, I hear all of this radio, this like Right to Survive radio, and I want to support it. What am I going to do?
You're going to call. You're going to call that number, 877-500-5266. But if you are tuned in and you're riveted or you're driving in your car and you are not in the right space to make that phone call, World Wide Web, it's waiting for you. www.kboo.fm. You can donate online, but if you donate online, you're going to miss that tree. So we definitely want you to call 877-500-5266. And Ibrahim, who hosts Right to Survive, gets out there once a month and collects stories from Portland's houseless. He's one of our community. He got swept up in a police thing. And next morning at his bail hearing, a ton of KBU volunteers went down there, and the judge said that he had never seen so many people stand up with a defendant. And that's what we do. That's a microcosm of what we do. We stand up for the houseless. We stand up for one another. Stand up for us right now. Call 877-500-5266, because this is how we roll. We support one another. We support Portland. We're supporting you.
Now, if you're in your car and you can't get on the phone to call us, which we probably will tell you not to do anyway, you know, either pull over to the side, or you can come on down to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and see us here at the top of the worldwide headquarters of KBOO.
Yes, please pitch or please pledge responsibly. Don't drive into anyone else. That's not what we're about. But and we have some other people to thank. We thanked Teriyaki Town for their dinner, and we also want to thank Zell's Cafe at 1300 Southeast Morrison and Sunny's at 1400 Southeast Stark. That is the way that they contribute to their community, the very one we want you to support right now. 877-500-5266. Become a member. Only about 10% of our listeners are members. What is that about?
You know, I don't really know, but if 10% of you, of that 10%, that would be 20%, if every one of you actually called right now and gave us $75, that's 21 cents a day, $1.47 a week, we can do that. $75 will also get you that tree we talked about a little bit earlier in your name, so you're offsetting your carbon footprint. $75 will also get you a t-shirt, and that's even better. So I don't see any way that you can't win coming out of this by donating now to KBOO.
Yes, that is a total win. And what were you just saying? Just $1.47 a week? That's absolutely nothing. But, you know, you can't give us that $1.47 a week unless you call 877-500-526. Tree and a t-shirt? How can you go wrong? Tree and a t-shirt and incredible grassroots programming. It's a win-win-win.
I totally agree. You know, in fact, if I wasn't already sitting here, I'd be picking up my phone, calling 1-877-500-5266 so I can support programs like Right to Survive Radio, which we will be going right back to.
Yes, just a moment. 877-500-5266. Don't forget that number, 877-500-5266.
Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Portland, Oregon, and the houseless community on Ground Zero. And the topic of our radio show is May Day. And today I'm here with
Marco Mejia.
Okay, Marco, can you explain what May Day is?
May Day is a celebration. A celebration that comes out of a big struggle that workers have gone through. And actually, May Day is a celebration that is worldwide celebrated everywhere in the world but in the United States. Actually, the controversial, if it is controversial, point is that May Day actually is a celebration of the fight and the struggles of workers in the United States. Mm-hmm. In 1870, around there, there was this big strike for the 8-hour work day, 40-hour week, right? That was something that really ignited and motivated and gave hope to the whole world that, you know, that struggle, actually some people died there. They gave their lives for it. And that was an example that the world workers took this as example and declared May 1st will be the workers, International Workers' Day.
Okay. So did this originate in America?
Well, in the United States. Uh-huh. It's the struggles of the workers in Chicago. I think it was of a garment factory. I'm sorry, you know, if I am not very clear about that. But the overall point is that was the struggle of these workers for better and more just and humane conditions for their work, which is, you know, to work 8 hours and have the time also for dealing with having a life and a family and live as a human being. Mm-hmm.
Is the immigration rights included in this? If it is, when did they start being? Because I thought it was like workers and immigration rights. And when did they connect?
Well, the connection actually comes from the beginning of the International Workers' Day in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It is now, especially here in the United States, since 2006, when the Sensenbrenner Bill was trying to pass Congress, a very anti-immigrant, very racist bill for an immigration reform that was proposed in Congress. And the people just, you know, came to the streets, immigrant, non-immigrant, the community came out saying, no, we don't want this. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was before the May Day, 4 or 5 months before it, that when it started. And when May Day came, it was when massively people came out with the message that making the connection that workers' rights are immigrant rights. And it's interesting because the fight of the workers in Chicago that started the May Day actually was made, and all the workers, or most of the workers, were immigrants at that time, you know, from Europe. The ones that were not wanted in this country, right? Italians, etc., that came in, and there was a lot of them. So the connection of being a migrant and being a worker, it's very important, I think, and that's what we are doing now. And that's why the May Day here in Portland and nationwide has to do a lot with the rights of workers and rights of immigrants.
So do you know when it started happening in Portland, Oregon?
Well, actually, the history of the May Day in Portland started in the year 2000.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. When a number of unions came together and groups in the community came together with the idea that we should celebrate this day together with the international community and trying to get the date back to the consciousness of people, which started actually with the fight and the struggles of the workers in the United States. And that hasn't been recognized officially. We have Labor Day in September, right?
Yeah.
But it's different, the origins of it. But this one is the one that, you know, actually the workers fought, workers gave their lives, and it's celebrated internationally. So that's very important to understand.
Why do you think it happened so late here in Portland, Oregon, and it didn't happen when it started back Midwest and back in the East?
I don't know. That part, being honest, I don't know how that was, because in the whole United States, at times, you know, people and workers and organizations wanted to reclaim the May Day, you know, at different times, but it hasn't been officially, you know, accepted that that should be, like, in the whole world, pretty much in the whole rest of the world, it's a holiday, the May 1st, but not here in the United States. And I think that made it hard to have that day holiday, because it's not officially declared as such. It's because, you know, it has been looked at the date in relation with the socialist world, etc., right? Which it's really, you know, it's the fight for workers, you know, I mean, for the workers' rights, and that workers need and claim, you know, to be humans, and that we deserve some rights. And for the United States, that fact, you know, it's been related. When you are asking for rights for everyone, they will immediately associate you with socialist, or no, you're a communist, you want things for everyone, you want equality, right? It's like, well, yeah, of course, that's what we want, right? That's what we really need. And some say that in the basis of the creation of this country, that's what the idea was, even though there was racism, right? And slavery there. But anyway, in any case, I think that we got it here a little bit late, but I think that before this story of it, that some groups in the community, some workers, have tried to reclaim this day, to celebrate it.
Did May Day, when it started in 2000 until now, 14 years later, does it have any significant changes in the workforce here, or the work environment here in Portland, Oregon, or in this country?
I think that what it has been helping with is to create more consciousness of the working community, and understanding that the working class or workers are not just the ones that are related to unions, right? We need to be very clear about that. That we all are workers. Pretty much to develop our lives and have a life, we all have to work and earn our food and everything that we need for our daily life, right? So we all pretty much are workers. In that sense, I think that little by little that has been spreading out and being a support is not in contradiction with the Labor Day, which is also a celebration of the same, celebrating workers and what we do and for being a worker. But it has helped. Portland, you know, if it's happening every year, it means that there's a base of people in the community, you know, in the labor community, in the faith communities, and the grassroots, that they think and they claim this day, you know, to celebrate it, but at the same time to also continue working working for those rights that we need as workers.
Now, the type of work you do is to help union employees and to help them keep their jobs or to help workers form unions so they can have better wages and better work hours. What part do you and your organization play in the May Day?
Well, we've been very involved in the organizing of the May Day because we believe that, you know, the right to organize is very important. And the rights of workers, as I mentioned before, is very important, right? Regardless that it's a part of the union or not, right? For all of us as workers. And of course, if we are claiming the right to organize, it means that ultimately we have to be organized and be stronger, connected with other workers organized. And that's the union, right? Mm-hmm. If we have unions that are connected and that are helping, you know, to fight for these rights and to maintain them. So that's what we do. And that's why we believe that we should keep doing it and have been. Our principles as Jobs with Justice are part of that. We are working for those rights of people, especially for those that need the most, that are more vulnerable workers as us, including low-wage workers and communities of color and women and students and youth. So it is very important for us that we are very involved and promote that, also community participate in it.
Now, is this a union-based protest celebration, or is Labor Day the other holiday for labor, the more union-based?
Well, it's both. I think it's both. It's very open for all workers. And as I said before, you know, workers should be seen, everyone is a worker. The students are working in the summer, you know, even if you're younger than 18, you are a worker. And have that consciousness that we are workers and that we need to create good conditions for us to be able to have decent jobs and all of that, you know, since we're young. That's what I will say.
So how also do this tie in with civil rights and the houseless social status?
I think that it's very important to understand that we don't have just one issue or one community or one group or theme or one social group. It's really something that involves everyone and all the issues that affects us, you know, all of us as work. If I'm a worker, I could be a student. I could be a houseless person. Mm-hmm. I could be unemployed, mm-hmm. right? I could be anything else. I'm a person of faith or not, right? So it's to look at we as a person, as a people, we have all this diversity, you know, in terms of our lives, our beliefs, our conditions, our, you know, the way we are ethnically. So that should be understood. That's why, you know, when we're talking about that we are fighting for workers and for workers' rights or immigrants' rights, we are also including all the other areas of rights, the human rights that we should be fighting for. Because our community is one, you know, with all of these different things and aspects.
So do you think the theme or the cry out this year is $15 an hour pay raise?
Well, no, expression is that we are fighting for a living wage. Okay. And that's one of those campaigns that are working. You know, one of the themes that we have for the May Day is actually the people over profit, especially, okay. right? And for many people, that could be something very, like, or simple or too big to understand, right? Actually, if we see the system in which we live, which is the capital system, it has become a predatory system that is really taking advantage of everyone in this country. We can see in this economic crisis that we had how they used the people to make profit. Right, the housing crisis that we had, it was to make money out of the victims of the people that had to buy those houses, and at the end, millions of people, you know, lost their homes, millions of people lost their retirement. You know, and who gets all of that? You know, the banks and somebody, you know, these powers that are out there that are getting more and more these profits and these possessions that are being taken out of the people. So, what we are talking about here is that we want a fair system that respects everyone equally and that respects our rights as immigrants, as workers, as unemployed people, etc. You know, and that's what we are looking for. So it is one of the big things, is, as I said before, you know, is that we need living wages, which means we need the amount of money that all work that we do allows us to live as a human being and allows us to live in a way that, you know, is fair for all of us. But the ones that oppose that are the ones that live with millions and billions of profits that they get out of our work and out of our resources in the community.
So I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad that you brought how the houseless community is tied in, because our show is based on houselessness, and I want to show how everybody except the 1%ers, even they can come join us to come, you know, in this May Day parade, that if you don't have living wages, you create houselessness.
Yeah. Completely. And it's amazing because right now, especially more, now it's happened something that a lot of people in this country didn't think that is going to happen ever. Yeah. And it's that people in the middle class became homeless the next day that they knew that they lost their homes, that they lost everything. They lost their retirement, elderly people that lost everything because the bank got all their retirement money, etc. Millions of people became homeless overnight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? And that doesn't discount that, you know, we have had always homeless people, right, or houseless people, right? Right? But people don't understand why is that happening. See, what they see is just as all these people don't want to work, right? They're like, okay, ask your cousin, your mom that lost the home, and see if they work or don't or not, and now they're homeless, right?
Exactly.
And understand these problems that happen in society and how those are happening, that actually it is producing, you know, is the consequences of what's happening is that we are having homeless people, unemployed people. It's taking us to actually now living more in poverty, and something that many people in this country don't accept. Don't understand that we do have that, and it's gonna get worse if we allow and let all these people in power running the economy, which is not the government. The government is an instrument, all of this economic power and the corporations that are really running everything, and of course getting everything away to their benefit.
Good evening, Jason Prettyboy, along with Ren sitting over to my right, as if you can see her.
Larry, our receptionist, Wednesday evening receptionist, and I just decided that I'm going to be Ren Hot Mama for the next hour
Ren
and a half.
Ren Hot Mama.
So, Prettyboy and Hot Mama, we are here. We are here to ask you, dear listeners, to step up your engagement with our community radio station, and you can do that by calling 877-500-5266. Write that down, commit it to memory, get out your phone, dial those numbers, give us a call. Let's get those phones ringing. But yes.
If you call now with a donation of at least $50, I will give you a name, a nickname.
A nickname? Oh, yes. And it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
But the only way to know how pretty we are is to come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's a gorgeous Portland summery kind of day. Maybe you're thinking of going for a walk and you are near our hood. Just come on in, stroll on over. The house is packed tonight. We've got our youth collective having a meeting in Studio 2. And you're supporting these kids when you call 877-500-5266. You're supporting radio right now. You're supporting the future of community radio because, you know, kids are part of our community too.
So for $60, if you do a donation of $60, we actually have a few other thank you gifts that we can give you. One of them are some tickets to the Portland Eco Film Festival, Bringing It Home. It's about a father's search to find the healthiest building materials, and found out that hemp is probably the closest. But unfortunately, due to our American draconian laws, you are not allowed to grow hemp.
That's actually not true. I did an interview with Doug Fine about...
And you're only going to hear this on KBOO.
Yes, you are only going to hear this on KBOO. Actually, the Canadians are kicking our butts in hemp production because of our silly laws. But that's changing here in the U.S. And we brought you that information here at KBOO. That's right, KBOO Radio.
And you can support us bringing you that information by calling right now, 877-500-5266.
You know, hemp is one of the strongest materials you can build with, and community radio needs strong members. We need strong materials to build our community, what we've got going on here, and you can lend your strength to our organization, 877-500-5266. If you're not feeling social, you don't want to talk to any of these beautiful people here in Studio 1 at Boo HQ, you can go online, kboo.fm, donate right there, and once again, there's that phone number thing. What is that again, Jason?
877-500-5266. Now, you know, she said something interesting about lending your strength. Well, actually, we're taking your strength and creating a stronger foundation. You are laying that foundation by picking up that phone, dialing 877-500-5266, and delivering us a donation. Now, let's say that maybe you got paid. Maybe you got your taxes back. You've been saving it for something. I don't know what. For $120, we have tickets to Tori Amos. Going to be at Oregon Zoo. You know, I'm probably about the only male that really likes Tori Amos.
That's not true. Neil Gaiman loves Tori Amos.
And I'm in good company with Neil Gaiman there. But you can get those tickets by dialing 877-500-5266.
And since you will be donating above the $75 level, those Tori Amos tickets will come with a complimentary tree from Friends of Trees. And how do you get that tree? How do you get those Tori tickets? You call 877-500-5266. Pretty Boy and Hot Mama are here. We are so smoking, and we're waiting to hear from you. Once again, that number is 877-500-5266. And now I think we're going back to Right Survive.
Yeah.
How much planning and preparation goes into this May Day event or the May Day parade or the May Day eye opener, whatever you want to call it? It's May 1st, it's May Day.
That's right. So this year for the 2014 May Day, we started actually last year. And if you remember, one of the big things that we were very concerned about was one of the ballot measures that were going to happen. It was an anti-worker ballot measure in the state of Oregon. I think that some negotiations and some things happened that at the end they withdraw the anti-worker ballot measure. Which is called the Right to Work State legislation, which is actually the right to exploit you, the workers, freely state, and that is not happening this time. It's going to happen in the future, and we need to be alert and get organized to fight that in the future. But so then, that's why we started this year's May Day, actually in 2013, looking at that situation and how that was going to affect and getting to organize. Unions and community organizations started to participate. So as you see, you know, it's been taking us more than half a year to organize that. Hope that there's, you know, thousands and thousands of people that come out to the streets to celebrate together as people from one community here in Portland fighting for our rights and what we need as a community.
Do you think it's more organizations that's participating this year than before? Or does it grow more and more each year?
I think that it's been going up and down. This year, we have a very big number of groups participating that include unions, the labor community, that includes faith communities, that includes grassroots organizations, and you know, a very diverse group of organizations in the community, you know, like you were mentioning, the homeless community, students, it's a lot of groups that are participating. And it's very important that if that's happening, it means that, you know, we are really getting connected. And that's the only way that we can get stronger and powerful to keep up the fight. That's very important. So it's a lot of them.
We have been more groups organized. It's not that they want to crowd for their different shouts or their different concern. It's that more and more people are falling into the poverty line and out the middle class now, and they saying, hey, this shouldn't be happening to us, or they realizing how the 1% is taking control of everything, and they losing the grasp of reality or that elusive American dream.
I think it's both things, actually. I think that people are feeling now the consequences of how we've been treated and leading us as the race to the bottom, kind of, right? And people are feeling more and more and more. And you know, when you feel that something wrong is going on with you, you start to think about it, and you start to think about what to do about it. So that's one way many people get involved. They see that they're being exploited. Finally, they're seeing that they are exploited more openly and understand the problem and get more involved. But at the same time, I think that more people also see it in a different way. And see it in a different way is because they see us, the ones that are organized, and see what's going on out there, because it's so visible, more than before. They see more problems out there, you know, more jobs taken away. They have family members that have been losing their homes, family members that have been unemployed, even houseless, right? So it's different how that helps to build a different consciousness about what's going on and start to challenge or start to think about it, you know, and say, this is wrong. And I think that little by little, people are getting more and more clear about what's going on and more willing to participate. Hopefully, as you were saying, you know, this is the 99% versus the 1%, all of that, the Occupy movement and a lot of different things that have happened have helped to get people a little more clear and also able and willing to participate in that fight.
They say it's to protect you while they try to dispossess you of the right to decide between wrong or right, to openly discuss what politicians hide. They want to keep their secret plans from the public eye. We gotta keep our fire burning, keep our spirits bright. We gotta rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up, people, against the war.
This is Ibrahim Mubar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And the topic of my show is May Day. And I have two young ladies with me. And your name is?
Georgia and Amelia.
Okay. You at this May Day gathering. What do you know about May Day?
It's the first day of May.
That's the truth. And what do you know about May Day? Okay. So you know why they out here rallying or marching?
Because May Day celebrates, like, labor rights.
Good. Are you enjoying yourself? You ready for the march, right? You're going to say any slogans? You're going to yell any chants?
Huh?
Any slogans? Up with the people. Yeah.
You two can rise up, pick up that phone, call 877-500-5266. Talk to our army of volunteers back there. They're starting to look a little bored. You need to call now.
They're not bored. They're talking amongst themselves because we're all about community. And we have community going on right here, right now, all around us. They were just singing, you have the right to decide between wrong and right. We are here to help you, to help guide you to wrong and right. Well, actually, we're trying to steer you towards right. But, you know, we give you the full picture that mainstream media doesn't report on. We are giving you stories that don't make it on those big networks that the names we don't want to say. But I am Ren Hot Mama, and I'm here with Jason Pretty Boy, and we are asking you, we are telling you, we are.
Call. We're requesting, please.
877-500-5266 is the number to call to talk to one of our sunny, happy volunteers.
I need to think of nicknames for them as well.
Oh, okay. When we come back next break, we'll have nicknames for everybody. Something.
So if you decide to pick up that phone, call 877-500-5266, and you donate $90 to KBOO, you can go see Jurassic 5 in Eugene, Oregon. Oh, I just heard ooze in the background. See, the much needed ticket right there, folks. So pick up your phone, dial 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm.
If you go to the $75 level, once again, we've got a free tree from Friends of Trees. Have a tree planted in your name. $75 contribution, that is $6.25. Every month. Does that sound like a lot? No, not at all. When you break it down like that, your radio, what you're listening to right now, I know it's worth at least that to you. So, what can you do again? What do we need to do if we want to pledge?
You need to pick up that phone, dial 877-500-5266.
But you have other options, don't you?
You do. You can go online at kboo.fm and hit the little tip jar in the right-hand corner, I believe.
Or you can come on down and see all the beautiful people here at KBOO in person, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's the perfect night to go out on a walk, walk off your dinner, come give yourself dessert by becoming a member of KBOO right now.
Bike ride.
Yes. Whatever way you want to come our way. Come to the fold. Become one of us. one of us. And wait a minute, what's that number again, Jason?
That number is 877-500-5266.
What is that again?
877-500-5266. You will now pick up the phone and you will call that number, for you're feeling sleepy and you must do this now.
But we're going to wake you up. We're going to wake you up, call you to action, because that's what our public affairs programming is all about. It's about keeping you informed, letting you know what's going on in the world, letting you know what's important to you here in your community, here in Portland, and beyond, because the issues we face, labor, houselessness, these are not just about Portland. So wherever you are, we know that you care about this because you are listening right now. And since you are listening right now, please step up. Please give us a call. Once again, that number is 877-500-5266. 5266. That's right. In stereo. Here we are.
In stereo. Now, you know, we've thrown out some numbers there. $75, $60. Oh, we just went into stereo. Into mono, actually.
Hi.
Anyway, we were talking about $75, $60, all that. You know what? You don't have to give that much. If you've got $5 sitting in your pocket, not doing anything, bring it on down to the station. We'll take it. You got $10, bring it on down. We'll take it.
Yesterday, I was in the lobby and a man came in and gave us $2. He didn't have much to give us, but that's how much KBOO means to him, is that he came here and brought that probably really hard-earned $2, because that's what he can afford. That's the radio bill that came to his house. What can you afford? What's your radio bill going to be?
You know, and that's giving back. I mean, we're always talking about community and everything else like that. That's giving back to the community. He takes his $2, he gives that to us because he knows that supports KBOO Radio in our mission to basically get the truth out there, get the word out there, to have all of this great programming on the air. And you too can do that. You pick up the phone, you dial 877-500-5266.
And now we're going to go back to Right to Survive.
We're in the houseless community on Ground Zero, talking to houseless or formerly houseless people. And your name
is? I'm Andrea Townsend.
And your name is?
Barry Joe Stahl.
And can you tell us what you know about May Day?
Oh, well, I know that May Day is an international holiday. It's International Workers' Rights Day. And it goes back to the Haymarket riots in Chicago.
Hey, yippee.
Thank you.
Home, Chicago.
And here in Portland, we celebrate May Day. It's not an official holiday in the United States.
Do you think it should be an official holiday?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it should be a week long.
A week holiday. That's awesome.
Paid holiday.
Paid holiday.
Yeah.
With health care, right?
For every single worker in the United States, and that includes people who work at home, like mothers and grandparents.
And could you tell us?
Because if we don't take care of our environment, we're not doing the most important work.
And by you being formerly homeless and now housed.
Yes. Yeah, it's a trailer court.
How do you think this connects with the houseless community, maybe?
Well, it has to do with social justice. And my being homeless was really a product of the absolute bankrupt, corrupt court system we have here in Portland, and the so-called social service industry. Just last week, I went to city council about the cover story on the Portland Observer, which was the nonprofit affordable housing landlord executive director saying that there's not enough funding for affordable housing in North and Northeast Portland. So until we have some kind of justice, we won't have social justice. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. We've got a lot of work to do, whether we're getting paid to do it or not.
And you being a traveler, so I can say you're a houseless traveler.
I've been houseless.
Okay, can you tell me how this connects May Day with the houseless community?
Well, I think that people coming out and protesting on May Day, there's an intersection of issues here that all relate to social and economic justice. And I think houseless people, the issue is really about space and like our right to exist. I think that when we march in the streets, when we get together in spaces like this, we're looking at how these issues are intersecting. The question that we're asking ourselves in Portland and in cities all over the country is, who has the right to exist in these spaces, in these cities? And is public space really public, or is it just public for people who have enough money to have jobs and have places to live? And I think that these spaces belong to all of us. And so we get out in them together and see each other and participate in a movement. And that's about taking back that space for us and for every person, whether or not they have a house or a job or money in their pocket.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's been really nice to see everybody.
Okay, and what you doing? Are you enjoying yourself?
It's a mandolin. It actually belongs to my friend Tabasco Tim Dawson.
Can you play us a 2-minute few notes?
This was for Cameron Witten, who got doored while he's riding his bike. I got doored by a Ford when I tried to dodge. The day I left the bike, the day I left the car at home. Like I was doored by a Ford when I tried to dodge. The day I took the bike to work and left the Chevy in the garage. I was thrilled to be killed by a thought on a mobile, 'cause I got 27 virtues with the virtues of a tattooed barmaid. I broke that window with my teeth, but I found blessed relief, and I ascended into heaven with the bicycle's kind of way.
I got doored by a dog. That's it. I'm 2 minutes.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. Somebody
help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
This has been Right to Survive Radio on KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio with your host, Davey D. Keep it locked right here, 90.7 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self-Enhancement, Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available, as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self-Enhancement, Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.